Hello, I'm Justine Green with the BBC News. Ships and planes from the United States and Canada are searching the North Atlantic for a submersible that went missing on a trip to explore the wreck of the Titanic. Contact was lost more than 24 hours ago, almost 2 hours after it began its descent. Five people are on board. One of them is reported to be a British billionaire and explorer, Hamish Harding. CBS News correspondent David Pogue travelled in Ocean Gate's Titan submersible last year. He said there were several options available to the crew inside the submersible.
This thing has seven different ways to rise to the surface again. Three different kinds of ballast, air bladders that can inflate, propellers that can push it up. They can even jettison the legs of the sub if they need to release weight. So the fact that they are not back to the surface is really concerning. It means that all seven of those things have even failed or are irrelevant. For example, if the sub got snagged in one of those miles-long abandoned fishing nets, then there's no recovery. Or if there was a leak, then there's no recovery.
Ugandan police say they've arrested 20 people suspected of collaborating with Islamist militants believed to have attacked a school last Friday. The massacre has shocked the country, with the army standing accused of failing to protect the secondary school. Sasha Schlichter reports.
According to the police, amongst the 20 detainees are the school head teacher and director. All are suspected of having collaborated with ADF militants based across the border in eastern Congo. The official death toll now stands at 42. The youngsters were hacked with machetes, shot and burned to death in their dormitories in horrific killings that have drawn global condemnation. The Ugandan army is still hunting for the ADF militants who've reportedly moved back into eastern Congo.
The Sikh community in Canada says Hardeep Singh Nijjar, the leader of a temple in British Columbia who advocated for a separate Sikh state in India, has been found shot dead. Mr. Nijjar was wanted by Indian authorities for alleged terrorism offences and conspiracy to commit murder. Sanjay Dasgupta reports.
Canadian police have not named the man, but dozens from the local Sikh community descended on the Guru Nanak Sikh Gurdwara east of Vancouver once news of the killing spread. Hardeep Singh Nijjar's body had been found in a pickup truck in the Gurdwara's car park. The Sikh Organization of Canada issued a statement saying he was assassinated in a targeted shooting.
British MPs have voted overwhelmingly to approve a report which found Boris Johnson deliberately misled Parliament over lockdown-breaking parties during COVID. Mr. Johnson would have faced a 90-day suspension from Parliament if he hadn't already resigned. He's also been stripped of his visitor's pass. World News from the BBC. President Biden says relations between the United States and China are on the right trail. Speaking after his Secretary of State's trip to Beijing, Mr. Biden said Antony Blinken had done a hell of a job and progress was made. The two countries agreed to stabilize their relations during Mr. Blinken's two-day trip. They stated the importance of competition not sliding into conflict, with President Xi Jinping saying they had a responsibility to history and the world. President Zelensky says Ukraine has not lost any of its positions in the current counteroffensive, while he said Russian troops had only lost ground. In his nightly address, he said in some sectors Ukrainian troops were advancing, in others defending against Russian assaults. Scientists have discovered how bowel cancer deceives the immune system so it doesn't see the cancer cells as a threat. They hope this could lead to a new way of treating the disease. Ali McConnell reports.
Researchers have long wondered why patients' immune systems fail to detect cancerous cells in the bowel. Now they believe they've found the answer. Writing in the journal Cancer Immunology Research, they say the cancerous cells use a mechanism to rewire the immune response at a molecular level. This means the T cells involved don't see the threat posed and leave the cancer to do its damage. If a way can be found to re-engage the T cells, the researchers say it could result in a new and effective way to treat bowel cancer.
Ali McConnell reporting. For the first time in almost 500 years, clergy in the Church of England have submitted a formal pay rise claim. A union representing more than 2,000 vicars wants almost 10% more in next year's stipend to help cover the cost of living. One vicar and union activist, Sam McGuinness, said while clergy were working hard to get their parishioners through the crisis, many were themselves driven to charitable aid to get by. BBC News.